It's May 20th, 2003. We spend our weekends at the movies because the Lizzie McGuire movie is still in cinemas. A singer called Beyoncé debuts at number 58 with her song Crazy in Love. And on television, our own Miss Tyra Banks starts a little show called America's Next Top Model. This is Pot, but make it fashion. Okay, hello you guys. Welcome to Pot, but make it fashion. I am Sander, and I'm going to introduce the person who's going to do this podcast today with me, and I have here...
Dennis! Hello, hello, hello!
Hello! We have the pleasure of having Dennis with us today. And Dennis, we're going to talk about the very first episode of the very first season of the very first version of A Top Model, America's Next Top Model, with our own Miss Tyra Banks. And... first of all, I have to say, I don't know what you how you felt about it, Dennis, but it looked like it was made with like a home video. it was a home video.
It was all very old school.
It was very old school.
This was in 2000?
2003.
So this is almost 20 years ago.
Yes, it looked super old fashioned.
How old was I? I was like 10, maybe younger.
No, 2003?
Oh no, I was 13.
13, then I was 14. But it looks like, I think when I would put my iPhone out now and would film something, it would look with a better quality than this show.
No. No? Do you know what it reminds me of? Remember when we had the flip phones and you would film something?
Yeah, yeah.
And like how those pictures would look.
It is like, made with a flip phone. I think the show is made with a flip phone.
Well, she was on a budget.
Oh my God, you can tell. You can tell they didn't have a budget at all. Well, it starts with our own Miss Tyra Banks, the first episode, and she says that she's going to look for a new model. I'm looking for a girl, blah, 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 blah. And then you see a lot of casting videos, and the outfits are very early 2000s. Yes. It made me think of like a music video by, I don't know, Christina Milian. Britney, I'm a slave for you.
Christina, yes,
yes,
there we go.
J-Lo. It was very early 2000s. And then the intro starts, the famous na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. I love it. Iconic.
Brings back good memories.
It brings back a lot of good memories. All the girls come in and they all say they come from a small town, including one of your favorites. Introduce your favorite now that we
Kessie.
Can live.
Kessie, yes, you're one of your favorites.
The lookalike of Tyra Banks. I like her as well, but I like her because I know that you liked her. So I looked at her in another way because I never remember her.
No, I remember because she's the girl who has like the, she has a good, like, you know, you have those people when you just look at them, you're like, you can do anything that's wrong. It's fine because it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. Like, they have like a certain quality, like they can get away with anything. And she's like that girl, you're like, aw, you can slap me and I still wouldn't mind it. I love you still.
I think I feel the same way about her because of you. Yeah, I think I do. But I have a little bit with that with my, I think she's one of my favorites, secretly, Adrian, who says that she is between a lot of Amazon women with a lot of big feet. I think she's funny, but she talks very weird. I get a little bit annoyed by her voice.
Yeah. It's sorry to say it, but it sounds like a stoner.
A little bit like a stoner.
Love you still. But,
but she's pretty, but the makeup she wears, girl, it makes you look like 20 years older. Because she's like 20. That's quite young, and she looks like she's 40.
No!
Right? Well, with the makeup, with like, I don't know the color, but it looked super
But it's
old.
Also very old school, because I think at that time... People, that's how people wear them.
That's true.
Because also, with my favorite Kessie, like her eyebrows are literally just like a line drawn, that's and that's it.
So, oh, Kessie, you need some tips from Dennis. He will tell you what to do.
Probably I'm going to get tips from her right now.
Yes. And then we see a girl with the most early 2000s sunglasses, and Tyra comes in with a sexy catsuit.
Ooh,
what did you think of her?
She walked out of the limousine. I was like, I know why you got that shot. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like with the bangs. Like, no, did she have bangs? No.
I think she had a little bit of a bang. Yeah.
And she walked out. Diva.
Yeah,
we like. We like.
Maybe it was like the 10th shot they tried to do. But
can you imagine that she was in that limousine and then a camera? No, go back in. Sorry, Tyra. Light was not good. Go back in.
Walk in, walk out. Flipping her bangs. Here I go. And then she walked in and she said to all the girls, hey, girls. And the girls were like, oh my God, Tyra. And I remember later seasons, they screamed their lungs out when they see Tyra. Now they were like,
Oh, Tyra! Yeah, to nice be to fair, see you.
At that time, who knew who Tyra Banks was?
Well, she herself, she's like the most famous top model ever, together with Naomi Campbell, but I don't think she was that famous.
No, but to be fair, okay, just to not to make it that bad, I think she was known in the model business, but if you're not in the model business, like all those girls, you have no idea who she was.
That's true. Probably. That's true.
Because, like, I can't remember anything that it was like, oh yeah, Tyra Banks was known for that. I only know her from America's Next Top Model. And because of that, I know she had good shoots.
Yeah.
So probably she, because remember, we have a Dutch girl here in the Netherlands, Renate Verbaan is what her name? No, that's Georgina. Renate, she's married to Vincent. Well, anyway, she was also apparently a famous model before she became a host on television, but I never heard of her.
No, that's true.
So when you're in the model world and you're famous, normal people probably don't know.
Yeah, you're not on television and stuff. Yeah. We know Tyra because of this. And of course, because of the infamous Tyra Banks show, her talk show, which is problematic of itself. We're not going to talk about that. But okay, she's talking about all the casting videos, and she says like, "Okay, girls, tomorrow casting, and let's go through all the girls." Yeah. Like, not all the girls.
Do you know what I really loved when she was there? Because you saw the girls; they weren't screaming. I think a lot of the girls, they were nervous. But what I liked about Tyra, like going in, she was like trying to make people at ease, like, oh, you did that on your audition video, and
that's
you did
true.
That.
That's true. She was like, very nice.
Oh, like, she's very nice to the girls. Yeah. She's like a very sweet host, as at least right now. I don't know what's going to happen later on, pretty much. But right now, I think, oh, you're sweet.
That's true. And think she's only like 29 here, almost 30. I looked it up, and she was like, apparently she's from 1973 or 1974. So she was only like 29, 30. So she was almost the same age as Robin. They could have been friends. So she's now older, you know, so that's a difference maybe also. Okay, let's go to all the girls. The first one came in was Elise, and I loved her.
Yeah, she's so cute. She's so cute. I love her face. Like, she has Tinkerbell face, pixie face. She's just like, aww.
And when I think of this season, the first cycle, I always think about Elise. She's like, oh, the girl with the short hair. I always think of her. Don't you have that? She's the one that's in my head.
To be fair, I forgot that she was there. But when I saw it again, I was like, oh, yeah.
She was in it.
No, I just remember. I remember. No, I don't have anyone that's like, well, Cassie.
Cassie, yeah. Well, for me, it was Elise. And Elise wants to be a doctor. But now she wants to model.
Okay. Which is fine.
It's okay, Elise. It's okay. You can do both if you want.
No, but she had a good reason. Because she was like, I can model right now, but I can become a doctor later on.
That's so true.
You're probably a smart girl.
Smart and pretty. I love it. So jealous. Yeah, good for you. Then we have Ebony. And the first thing said about Ebony, and that's so like early 2000s to me as well. The first sentence Tyra said to her, you're a lesbian. And I think this will be her storyline. Ebony being a lesbian. That's probably her thing. Yeah. And I'm like, she's more than that. Come on.
Yeah, but I think at that time it was really like, ooh, she's a lesbian.
There's a lesbian on television and she's out and open. She's super proud of it, or like normal about it, which makes it super chill, right?
I thought she was very chill. She was like, no, I'm open about it. It's fine. I was like, yes, girl, go for it. Bring it.
Yeah. I love it. I like her. And she's very model-esque with almost balls and stuff. I like her face.
She still has the little
Hair, yeah. Like, which you will freak out about, right? Oh, yeah. But that's for later.
Next episode, cliffhanger.
Okay, cliffhanger. Then we have Katie, who I think is very pretty. You're not so keen on her.
She probably, as a person, she's probably very nice, but I didn't. The way she looked, like, it wasn't, I don't know. I thought she was like thinking about everything she was saying. Like, she wanted to profile herself the way she was talking.
Yeah, because she looks like she's super sexy, but then she says, I'm an animal activist. I'm like,
Yeah.
You like, want to be like an animal activist.
You could be, maybe it's fine. No judgment about that. Yeah, but like, you're very, like, there's a certain way I want to come across, and this is the way I'm going to do it. And I'm like, that's fine, but that's not how it works, I think.
We see right through you, Katie. Yeah. We see right through you. We have Shannon, the virgin. And she wants a very short wedding, because after the wedding she's going to have sex with her new husband for the first time.
Did she say that?
She said, I want a short wedding. I said to my mom, I want a short wedding, because after that I go home and, you know, do the F thing with my husband.
I have an opinion about that. I'm like, oh, just do it. Just do it. Just get it over
just
with.
Just do it, Shannon. I hope you're not a virgin now anymore, like 17 years later. Probably not, but hopefully for you, because now she's like 35. I hope she has kids
now, or
whatever. Oprah
would say, good for you, good for you.
Good for you. And then we have a girl who is not going to make it, spoiler, I didn't remember her, but Justine. And she says that her mother calls her every day to tell that she's perfect, and that she says, I know, mom, I know I am.
Yeah,
I'm like, why would you say that about yourself?
She was, I'm just like, what I remember about her, she was a, like, she came across as like a sex kitten and she was too overconfident.
Oh my God. And the makeup, girl. But
what the funny thing is, because after that, I think it was Robin who came after, wasn't it?
No, first your favorite.
Oh, Cassie! No, but because when Justine, she was very overconfident, but there was another girl who was also a little bit overconfident, I thought, but I thought it was fine, and that was Robin, because she was also like, no. She had like, she knew what to say, and I was like, but, so I wonder, why with Justine, I was like, I don't like it, but with someone else, I'm like, oh, fine.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being confident and being not fine about it, like, I'm sure about myself, and making jokes about it, and being confident, and being, well, quite mean about it. She's quite mean, like, oh, the other bitches, they don't have anything, you know.
Yeah,
she was just a little bit too mean, I think. And I don't know. And she wasn't even that special.
She did have a pretty face, though.
She was
like,
pretty.
She had like a cat eye little thing.
That's true. Maybe it was the makeup that made her a little bit more.
She did it herself.
Oh my God. Learn something from Dennis as well, Justine, about the makeup. You can give lessons to Cassie and Justine about the makeup. But then we had Cassie, and she said, this will be an iconic sentence that will be said every season. I'm not here to make friends. We know you're not. You're not here to become America's Next Top Model.
But she's so likable, though.
She's likable. That's true. I think, like, Cassie, you're too good to make a sentence like that. I'm not here to make friends. Like,
no, but
whatever.
The funny thing is, she's that person. And then, sorry, this is why I like her. But she can say that and get away with it.
Yes, for you, she can. For me, I have to be a little bit judgmental. But I also like her because of you.
So?
I don't like those sentences. I'm like, yeah, you that you want to come across like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win.
No, but she says it with a smile.
That's true. Okay, yeah, fair enough. I will agree with you. We love Cassie, but you love her a little bit more. But then we had Adrian again, but we already talked about Adrian. Or do you want to say anything more about her?
She's not that special. She's just a religious. No.
No, Adrian.
That's Shannon. Oh, crap. I'm getting people mixed up. Oh, Adrian. Yeah.
Our Adrian Curry.
Yeah, to be fair, she was just there.
She was just there. And then we had Nicole, and she walked in with her jacket in her hand. Like, it was like, she was like for a small job interview. Well,
when she walked in, I was like, girl, damn. Oh, she's so pretty.
God. She is pretty. And she looks a little bit like Shannon.
Yes.
The blonde girls.
Yes. I get them confused all the time.
Yeah, but you can tell that Nicole's a little bit older and more relaxed.
I think she doesn't look older as in you look older, but she looks relaxed or calmer, wiser, which you get with age, people.
Oh, yes. We can tell that. We can say.
I remember her walking in and I was like, ooh. Maybe it was also the shot, but no, it's her.
No, she's pretty. And she's a nice body. Well, yes. We get to that later because they will become almost naked.
Body, yaddy, yaddy.
Oh my God. But the last one, Robin, I wrote about, apparently she is like a pageant girl and she won. I wrote it down, Miss Soybean or something like that. I never heard of
Miss
it.
Miss Soybean?
Miss Soybean. That's one of her titles. And yeah, she came across funny, walking around, looking left and right. I don't know.
Yeah, but first I was like, I don't know, but she the way she talks, you're like, oh, talk more, like it's like you, she's setting a vibe.
Yeah, she's sending out a vibe for sure. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, and I think it's also, I don't know, what did I want to say about her?
She lost a lot of weight apparently.
Oh yeah, that
was a big thing. But to be fair, I wasn't like, because most times with people when they lost a lot of weight, you can see it, not in an ugly way or something, but like you can tell, like, oh, you used to be a little bit thicker or something. But I couldn't tell. If she didn't say that to me, I was like, girl, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Not to be saying that if you're overweight, that it's wrong or something.
Oh,
like
no, not for sure. Because I think this show is problematic in that case, that they made it look like you have to be thin to be pretty.
We'll and get now to that in later this, with the judging.
Oh, my God, yeah. And now in this day and age, that's not okay anymore. Mm-mm. We protest. Yeah. Okay. Then the finalists are chosen. And oh my God, Tyra, a big thing. Only 8 girls make it. Nicole, Robin, Cassie, Elise, Katie, Ebony, Adrian, and Shannon. Only 8.
But why?
I don't know.
I thought it was weird. You like telling everyone, we're going to get 10 girls, and then, sorry, it's only going to be 8.
I think they already had the other 2 girls somewhere, and they just wanted to have some shock value or something. I don't know. But did you see what I find it very funny, that Ebony is like fake crying when she made it? Like, girl. Yeah. She's funny. I like Ebony. Okay. They go to New York and they go to their home. And immediately when they open the door, because they now go to their penthouse, there was like those plastic strings hanging in front of the door. And that's those plastic curtain
that's
strings.
So old school. That's I had so them when school. I was younger.
Me
oh my
too.
God.
I was waiting, like, okay, they walk in now and maybe they will find like a a plastic couch, you know, like the blow up see-through yes. couches with like Britney yes. Spears on it or something, or NSYNC.
Oh my God.
It was very early 2000. And all the rooms in the house, they were divided in like cities. Paris, the city of high fashion. They had cities. Miami, the city of sexy fashion. And all those rooms, and everyone, no one wanted to live in the Miami room, so Adrian got it.
Yeah, but why?
Sexy.
I didn't get that. Why didn't they didn't want to? What's wrong with Miami? I've never
I don't
been.
Know.
But what's
all,
wrong?
All five rooms were ugly, so it wouldn't matter to me. But okay, it was a nice room. And we have also the diva room. Miss Robin, Miss Cassie, and Miss Shannon. Yeah, I say Miss Robin because Robin says Miss about everyone. Did you notice? When she talks about someone,
no.
I was talking to Miss Cassie. So, and they were in the diva room reading the Bible.
Who were in Robin and?
Robin, Cassie, and Shannon.
Weren't they the Christian room?
Yeah,
like, but I thought they were the religious room as well.
The religious room, but
maybe Christians are divas. No, I don't
yeah,
know.
She. It's a self-proclaimed diva room okay. by Miss Robin, and they were talking about their Bible. And then you see Shannon. This is like a fun fact. Well, maybe for you because I remember it. But Shannon is saying something about a hot model. She's like, "Oh, I want to meet him someday," and they are going to invite that model in a future episode.
Get out
in a photo shoot.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Later. Oh my God! And then it's like a coincidence, but it's not, of course. Yeah. Two more girls come in.
Yeah.
Because Tyra likes round numbers, she says.
What is 8 then?
Yeah, it's also a round. Apparently not a round number if it's according
it's
to Tyra.
Two zeros on top of each
yeah.
other. How more
round? How more round will you get it? Oh, Tyra. So pretty, but that's all.
Oh, well.
Tessa and Giselle. And for me, Tessa, do you know who she looks like? Like that actress? Hilary Swank. Do you know her? Hilary
no,
Swank?
No, she doesn't like Hilary
like
Swank.
Yeah, but Hilary Swank is also like with like a bigger jaw. I think she's very pretty.
No,
she looks
Hilary
a little
Swank has a very like she's pretty, but she's a very set face, like very set. And I thought that Tessa wasn't she was a little bit more like cutesy. Well, not cutesy, but like more softer.
Softer, that's true. Hilary Swank is like a her cheekbones
hard.
Are hard. You can cut paper with it, that's true.
That's why she could play that like what's that movie where Hilary Swank is in where she plays a boy?
About a boy? No. What's the name?
What's it called?
Boys Don't Cry. Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Tip from us. Okay, and then Tyra says a speech that they're going to put them through a lot of tests. And she talks about the prizes they were going to win, which they will not win in the end. We will hear in the future.
No, but they're going to get that Revlon or Wilhelmina.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, they get Revlon, Wilhelmina, and a fashion spread in Marie Claire. It's no Cosmopolitan, but it's Marie Claire.
Oh, wow.
Very nice. Yeah. And do you know what I find funny? That you see Adrian and Tessa smoke in the hallway. That looks so old.
That's so old.
And then Robin makes a thing out of it, making her look like she's complaining. But I kind of understand Robin. I would also be like, you guys, can you go outside smoking?
I totally agree.
Right? But back then, maybe it was like normal.
No, I would be like Robin. I would be like, girl, I don't mind that you smoke, but I want to think about me, so get out. Or like, just not even think about me, my own health, but like what she was saying, actually, your clothes. Because I hate it when things smell like smoke.
Oh, yes. That's gross. Yeah, that's
yes,
true.
Yes, Miss Robin.
Thank you. Oh, we're in love with Robin and Cassie, yeah. the divas. All right. A personal trainer comes in to check their body weight. And a waxing girl comes in. So the weight and the wax is all getting done. Nothing special, right? Or what, do you have to say something about
it? I thought it was weird. Like, with the waxing, like, they were just lying on the bed with all the people around it. Like, I don't know if you've ever had a wax, but that's not comfortable because you want to be relaxed as much as you can. But if you're just laying on the bed and, like, there's all these people around you, like, oh, no. I would be like... I don't mind getting a bikini wax, but do it in a separate room with just you, the waxer, and me. So
that's true. A little bit awkward.
I'm very, like, the girls that you did that, thumbs up for
with
you.
It's a camera. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So awkward. The next morning, though, they got a mail that they had to be up the next morning very early for a photo shoot for J-Lo swimwear. I didn't even know that was something that existed, J-Lo swimwear, but apparently J-Lo has her own swimwear. And they had a photo shoot for it, and four girls were late.
How do you know what? And the reason why they were late is because they were putting on makeup. Like, sorry, how dumb are you? You're going to a photo shoot. They're going to do the makeup for you. Why would you put on makeup? I just don't.
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird. And they have to go to a rooftop. And finally, the four late girls also arrive. And Tyra, with her little Jenny from the Block outfit, tells them. She looks like from Jenny from the Block. She
does
like, oh, girls, don't be late again, blah, blah, blah. She introduces the photographer, Douglas Bizarro. I love the name. And his partner, Elizabeth Moss.
And is it his, like, work partner or actual
I don't know.
Partner?
We have to look that up.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that. We have to look that up if they are partners in crime or in life. And she talks about, Tyra gives them tips, like it's all about the face. The word smize didn't exist yet. Smiling with the eyes is just have a nice face.
Face.
And it's cold. And according to Adrian's nipples, it's 20 degrees.
But you know what I also love, just to get back to something, that Tyra calls out the girls who were late. I was like, yes, yes. Put them in their spot. Oh, I love it.
And she wasn't very hard on that.
No. She was just like,
fair enough.
She's actually a mother during the show. Like, she's actually like, girls, you were late. Just so you know, sometimes you can get called. Like, they will send you away. You cannot do the shoot anymore. So just know about that. Like, you cannot be late. I'm like, whew. If that happened in real life, oh, no. People wouldn't be that sweet. I can tell you that.
That's true. We all hear that all the time in the show as well, right? It's a hard, hard business, modeling.
It's a hard, not a lot.
Well, I don't know. I've never modeled. We're both no models. We're only top model fans. That's all. The photo shoot. Well, nothing really special for me happened. I really like Nicole. She had a good body. She did well. And Giselle did very good for me. And for the rest, what did you have favorites or least favorites?
No,
what
I
did
only
you
had
write
least
down?
Favorite. I only had like Tessa. She looked very uncomfortable. Oh, I was like looking, and I was like, "Why are you bending down?"
It was
like,
a weird pose.
Like if it. To me, I'm like, if it doesn't feel right, it doesn't look right, I think. Good tip. Yeah, I didn't understand why she was doing that.
Yeah.
And what else? Yeah.
You didn't like Katie, right? That much. How she did it.
No. She was just, no.
And the photographer obviously also didn't like Katie. They were like, I told her 20 times, she's still not listening. He was like, oh God, get over yourself, Katie.
I love it. They're so real, because that's one thing that's actually kind of fascinating. Like, they are... When you're a model, you're a living mannequin. And like the way they talk over there is like they have no feelings whatsoever. So I think as a model, you have to have thick skin.
Woo. Oh, yes. And clearly, by the look of it, Elise didn't have skin at all. Well, it was only skin.
She was so cold. She was just like, her eyes were like it was, there was no life.
I think if there would be a wind, she would fall off the roof. She was like flying away like Tinkerbell. Yeah. But I kind of like Katie. I'm sorry. I think she's very pretty, but she has to have a lot of less makeup on in real life.
We'll get
life.
Back to this when we talk about the pictures. Because
oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right. They have a little dinner at Palm Restaurant after the photo shoot. Are we done with the photo shoot?
Yeah,
right? Okay, yeah. And then the whole storyline comes out, which I remember is a big storyline this season, that Elise says, I got dragged out of the atheism closet. And Robin is freaking out that she's an atheist.
Yeah, I'm like, just respect each other. Like,
yeah, get over it.
If you're a religious person and if you're religious or you have a belief something, that's fine. But if someone doesn't have it, like, respect that. And because what I personally don't like about people is when they feel like they have to let you know what you are missing. I'm like, if they're missing something, they will go and find it. Just let the people be who they want to be, and then you're good. So yeah, I was like, Robin, I was like, just calm down a little bit. Let her be herself. Then it's fine.
Well said, Dennis. I have such no a Mother Teresa. Mother Dennis. Yeah, I agree. And then I get, for the first time, Tyra Mail, because they got mail before, and then I just called it mail, and now it was called Tyra Mail. And it was just a letter saying, it was nothing lit like a big movie in it or something. I don't know. That 9 girls will continue and 1 will get the job. Yeah. Then we get to judging.
With a small table.
Oh my God. The judging room, you guys, you have to watch this episode back. It's filmed in like the smallest hotel room in the smallest hotel. And they just hang the curtains as a drape behind them. It looked super low budget, and they watched their photos on, I think, the hotel room television. It was like...
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, I think they paid like 10 euros to stay a night. Now it's New York.
Dollars.
Maybe $10, $10, $20 to stay that night in a hotel room to film it and then go home again. It looked super...
Like the judges, cheap. They were sitting like shoulder to shoulder, like so close. It was hilarious.
It was hilarious. And we finally meet the iconic Miss Janice Dickinson, the self-proclaimed world's first supermodel. I mean, is she?
Well, apparently she is, because she was the first one who did it all.
Oh, yeah, she did it all. What, you mean like the haute couture, high fashion, and the commercial modeling?
Yeah, no. She did shoots, she did runways, and there's apparently a third thing, which I can't remember, but she did it all.
She did everything.
But to be fair, she is good.
Yeah, I never heard of her outside the show.
True.
I think no one did. Maybe my parents. I will ask them. Do you know who Janice Dickinson is? Let's ask them. I don't know. But she is the world's first supermodel. We also have Beau Quillian, who is the fashion editor of Marie Claire. and Kimora Lee Simmons, the owner of Baby Fat.
Yeah.
But Baby Fat with PH, not with fat. It's not about Baby Fat, but I don't know what fat means with PH. Do you know?
I think it's just a name.
It's just a name, but it sounds weird.
Let us know in the comments below. I don't know if they can.
Can they? Well, send us an email. We have to send an email, potpotmakeitfashion@gmail.com, and let us know about it. Then you can let us know. And the guest judge, Douglas Bizarro, the photographer. All right, they brought him one by one. And what did you think about the pictures, Dennis? Tell me something that stood out.
My favorite, Cassie, I thought she stood out. Her photo was just like, bam. And I also love Nicole's picture.
That was really pretty to me. Nicole, so pretty.
Yeah, she was just like pretty, tall, blonde. Yeah, yes. I'm talking about the right. Not wait.
Yeah, Nicole? Nicole. Yeah.
I'm thinking Shannon, but no. Nicole.
You're thinking Shannon and Shannon.
No, I didn't like Shannon. No,
she was super thin, too thin, in my opinion. You saw all her bones. It was not like I don't know. It was super bony. I don't know. It was not my favorite, but I think Shannon is very pretty. No?
Okay, I think I have a personal thing for her, why I don't like her, because she's like nah, I'm funny, that's why. No, you're not. Just do you and you're fine.
But to be fair, if I would be 18 and be in America's Next Top Model the first season, I think I would do exactly the same as Shannon. Being out there...
Then we probably wouldn't be friends.
But I mean, 18. That was like a million years ago for us.
No, but still, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you were a little bit more quiet than me. That's true. You would get annoyed by me as well if we would be in the house. Yeah. But I would win it in the end, so who cares? Also, Elise was too thin for me, but I love Elise. I have a soft spot for her.
I didn't think she was too thin.
You also have it.
During the judging, they also say, like, yeah, you're too thin. Like, it's, and I'm like,
only Janice loved her. Janice loves Elise, and Janice hates Robin. She says America's Next Top Model will not be a plus size.
To be fair, I get that. To be fair, I get that. I don't say I agree with it, but to be fair, I get that.
Well, what I get even more, I would say Robin will not win because she's like 26.
Yeah, that's also
she's too
hard.
Old to start, right?
But I'm curious, which one did you not like?
My least favorite, if I would like choose like a bottom two, because in the end, let's say the bottom two was in real life Tessa and Shannon. On Tessa, I totally agreed. I would put her in a bottom two as well, because her photo was super awkward. It was like she was going to the toilet or something. Yeah. And I would, with pain in my heart, I would have to say that I would put Elise in the bottom two. But knowing who she will become in a future episode, I would save her.
Her picture wasn't that bad.
No?
Okay. I thought it was actually good.
But all of them were good. No, I know. No. Who was your bottom two?
Katie and Tessa. Katie. Like, Katie. Why were you pulling, like, to quote Janice Dickinson, why would you pull that thing down? Like, it looked like her hips were square. And if you're a girl, even if you're a model and you're really thin, you still have a little bit of hip. But by pulling it down, it looked like from her abs, it went straight on. I was just like, no. And I didn't like the way she held her head. I was like, no.
Oh my God, you're so hating on Katie. Poor girl. I hope she's not listening to this podcast. Well, I love you, Katie.
I'm sorry, Katie. It's not personal, but like, you didn't come across nice to me in the episode.
No. Okay, fair enough.
Sorry.
I think all of them, they rushed their personalities. It was like casting 5 minutes, photo shoot 5 minutes. A lot of people didn't come, you know, didn't show themselves, were not able to show themselves. But if I would have sent someone home, I would agree with the judges, because who is a girl who was sent home? Miss Tessa, first girl ever eliminated. But, I agreed.
No, but what I find weird... okay, so here's my issue. I didn't think that she should have stayed because her picture was great or something. But my issue is, okay, first you say we're going to get 10 girls. Then you're going to only get 8. Then you personally, that's how they told us, personally get 2 girls in. And the first one to go home is one of those 2
one
girls.
Of those. They did a nationwide search.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Maybe she knew that she was going. Maybe she was like, okay, I want to do it. Okay, Tyra. Yeah. Like, oh, we need the 9th girl. Tessa, do you want to do it? Okay, Tyra, but only for one episode, because, you know, I have
to. No, people wouldn't do that at that time. Would they?
No, I don't know.
It wasn't that known,
I think. I've never been in a reality television show, so I don't know.
Same.
Maybe she just was like,
if you
want
to call us. No,
call us. If you want to have 2 boys in a reality. Yeah, in I don't know.
No, but I find that very weird. Like, to be fair, I agree that she was sent home because her picture wasn't good. But what I didn't understand is why is she one of the 2 girls that was extra? For example, Giselle, that was the other girl, right?
Yeah.
She was like, damn, she was on it. I was like, yeah, because it feels to me when you put 2 girls extra in, like, they're kind of special. Okay, so a little off note. Remember Making the Band? the first season when they had...
Was it with the Pussycat Dolls?
No. Oh. Making the band was like with Danity Kane. The first season, they couldn't make the band because there weren't enough good girls. They had three girls who were going to continue into a new season. Oh. And then two girls made it into the band. One of them didn't. But she wasn't sent out the first episode of the new season. It took a couple episodes before her to get sent away. Which would make more sense to me because she was one of the... Yeah.
That's true.
That's how I feel about it. I just find it weird.
That's true. And we haven't even talked about Giselle. I liked her. But that's for a side note. Next episode, we can talk about Giselle a little bit more. First call out was Ebony. But I don't think they did the first call out now in the order like the best photo. Because they didn't talk about the best photo. Who would you have picked as the first call out?
As the best one?
Yeah, as the best one.
I think Cassie. Not because she was my favorite. No, not because she was my favorite, because I think really her photo was damn on it. And yeah, to be fair, I feel like this photo shoot wasn't very haute couture. It was more commercial. And I think her photo was most commercial.
That's true. She can pull it off because she's pretty, but also a little bit high fashion. She has it both. I think my favorite was Nicole, but only picture wise. For the rest, I'm not drawn by her personality or how she looks. She just had a good photo.
Yeah, she was my top two.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, okay. So we have our favorites, Cassie and Nicole. Guys, let us know who your favorites are. We have no idea how you can communicate with us, but I think it's time for us to start Instagram, Pots with Make It Fashion, and maybe a Facebook Pots with Make It Fashion, and just the email potwithmakeitfashion@gmail.com. You know the drill. We're going to make all of that. We hope you enjoyed our first episode. And next week, the next episode, right?
Yes!
Kisses from Amsterdam.
Bye!
Bye!